Baltimore residents will have to start setting aside some extra cash each month thanks to a 10% increase in their water bills that went into effect yesterday. The rate hike is the first in a three-year series that will raise water bills a total of 30%. WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
The Department of Public Works announced the increase measure last year. The Board of Estimates approved it in January. Its revenue will go toward badly needed improvements throughout the city's aging water and sewer system. DPW says the hike will add about $8 a month to a typical bill for a family of three.
While we recognize the need to fund improvements to our aging systems, the Department of Public Works has failed to propose a meaningful, comprehensive water affordability program to ensure that low-income families will still have access to water.
That's Rihanna Eckel, an organizer with Food and Water Watch. Baltimore's water bills are rising faster than the national average and have already doubled since 2012. United Nations guidelines say water bills should be no more than 3% of a family's household income.
And with this rate increase, more than 40% of families in our city will be billed more than this amount.
The water bill hike coincides with DPW's new water affordability program, Baltimore H2O Assists. The program will lower bills for residents whose income is at or below 175% of the federal poverty guidelines. For a family of three, that income's around $37,300. The hike also comes as the Baltimore City Council considers a bill that would increase the affordability of basic water services for low-income residents. The Water Accountability and Equity Act would establish another discount program to supplement DPW's other affordability programs, like BH2O Assists. The bill would also bolster customer service by creating an Office of Water Customer Advocacy and Appeals to investigate and resolve incorrect water bills. Molly Amster, the Baltimore director of Jews for Justice, says time is of the essence.
We urge speedy adoption of it in its current form because we have been working with the city leaders and the Department of Public Works for nearly 3 years. With yet another significant rate increase, we cannot delay a moment longer.
The Water Accountability and Equity Act was created last December. Mayor Jack Young sponsored the bill back when he was city council president, and now it has the council's broad support. It's currently in committee with a hearing scheduled for later this month. In the meantime, the 10% bill increase won't actually be seen on anyone's water bill until digital city services are back online. Thanks to the ransomware attacks that have stalled those services, residents haven't gotten a water bill since May. Residents have two choices during this ongoing offline period. They can make estimated monthly payments at the Abel Woolman Municipal Building, or they can set money aside to pay the outstanding months of bills once the systems are online again. And because of the water bill hike, residents who go with the latter will have to start setting aside extra cash. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.